You may have noticed swarms of dragonflies along the Lake Michigan shoreline in recent weeks. Not only do dragonflies gravitate to our Great Lake, they depend on local ponds and streams, too. To learn more, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz turned to naturalist and photographer Kate Redmond. They met at another dragonfly habitat, River Edge Nature Center, northwest of Milwaukee.
As she guides me toward one of the ponds tucked within the Nature Center property, Kate Redmond says she's been enthralled with nature and all of its pieces her entire life.
There's a dragonfly out there just to the west of the lily.
She still has a box of color slides of insects she photographed back in the 1970s when she got her first decent camera. Now her powerful lens stands poised. Redmond starts watching for dragonflies in late April.
The first dragonflies we see every year are common green darners that have migrated up from the southeast.
Some of them wing up from as far away as the Gulf Coast.
They mate and lay their eggs in the water and they die.
Wisconsin also has its own resident population of the species.
They are around, the ones that are around through the summertime, and about the time that they have mated and laid their eggs and died, then the offspring of the migratory guys are emerging. So that's why we see these huge numbers of common green darners at the end of August, very beginning of September.
And that's just one of a multitude of dragonfly species and their relatives, damselflies.
In North America, there are 325 species of dragonflies and 135 species of damselflies.
The damselfly body is slimmer than the heftier, bulkier dragonfly. When damsels perch, they demurely fold their wings back over their tummies. Most dragonflies, on the other hand,
when they perch, their wings are straight out to the side.
Redmond spots a damsel.
On the edge of that lily leaf, there's a female eastern forktail, and she is arching her abdomen down like she was thinking about lace. And there's another one right there.
Oh my God.
Redmond says damsels and dragonflies can live about a year.
From egg to adult, they spend 9/10 of that underwater.
She marvels at their dramatic and beautiful transformation from the naiad or nymph stage to adult.
And I'm always looking because when the dragonflies and damselflies come up out of the water to emerge as adults, they take a deep breath and split the skin on the back of that final skin of theirs, and then they crawl out.
Depending on the species, that process can take 45 minutes. Then their adult colors start emerging. Take the autumn meadowhawk, a dragonfly species.
The males are a dark red in that species, and the females are sort of an orangey yellow.
Redmond points to a richly colored creature right in front of us, a blue dasher perched on a lily leaf.
This is the peacock of the peacock of the dragonfly world. He's beautiful. He's sort of a sapphire color.
Oh,
it's a mixture of blue and green.
Oh, yeah.
Some dragonflies and damsels gravitate to flowing streams, while others depend on ponds. Flying insects like dragon and damsels are critical to the ecosystem.
Typically at this time of year, we have this giant outbreak of these floodwater mosquitoes, and one of the favorite things that dragonflies like to eat is mosquitoes, and they snatch them out of the air. Yeah, they control insects, and some of the insects that they eat are insects we don't want to have around.
As for the dragonflies we're seeing along Lake Michigan's shore, Redmond says they're likely the first batch, mostly a newly emerged generation of common green darners, migrating back to the southeast. Soon they'll be joined by hawks that follow the same migratory path and feed on the dragonflies.
And they'll grab them out of the air with their fist and they can eat them while they're in flight. And you see this and it's like you're transported back thousands of years because this is something that's been going on for a very long time.
It's a piece of the life cycle of nature that surrounds us every day.
There's another meadowhawk.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.